Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Listen here. We are in love with the Eric Terrell Show. And you know why? God did it, okay? God did it, which is why we are here today, which is why Pastor Danny Sutton and Minister Taya Smith are preaching youth revival at Triumph Baptist Church this week from Monday to Thursday at Germantown and Hunting Park in Philadelphia. Listen here. Today, I'm excited, people. You know why else I'm excited? My co-host is back, Asia Downing. Asia Downing. I'm going to try one more time. She's here. I believe it. Asia Downing. I know people listen to the show thinking I'm crazy. Something's wrong with Asia's phone. Asia's going to be here, okay? Listen here. Does BET, Black Entertainment Television, help or hurt the African-American community, all right? That's exactly what we're doing today. Does BET help or does it hurt the African-American community? We've got Professor Ali Ryan Butler going to join us soon, okay? He's going to join us soon, and we're going to have a fun time. We're going to have a fun time. Now, listen here, all right, what's really relevant? Ha Ha has officially passed LOL on as the way to express laughter on social media, okay? That's something that we all need to know, all right, because I've contributed to the success of Ha Ha. So I want you all to support Ha Ha because LOL is tired. Okay, we need something new, and I am a part of the cause. All right, what's really relevant? New York Jets. The New York Jets, this is per NFL.com and everywhere else. Okay, it's true. That's all you need to know. New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith has been injured. All right. He's been injured. For those of you who don't know that the quarterback's been injured, yeah, the quarterback's been injured, all right, because he suffered from a fatal punch in the face. New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith has been sidelined for 6 to 10 weeks. This might be unprecedented in the NFL. Geno Smith has been sidelined for 6 to 10 weeks with a broken jaw. Okay, now I do not believe that it gets any more humiliating than that. Okay, Geno Smith, kill yourself. I don't know. First of all, you can't fight when you play for the NFL. Fighting is not a good thing. And when you're a quarterback, definitely not a good thing. And when you lose, not only do you lose, but you suffer a fatal punch in the face from one of your teammates, you should never fight again in your life. You should hang up your hat and just get out of the spotlight, because this is something that's literally impossible to live down, okay? So, yeah, that's a public service announcement. Everybody tell Geno Smith to kill himself. All right, one more thing. We're going to talk about this here, okay? I got a phone call. I'm excited. We got church tonight. It's a good day. What's really relevant? Now, three new Bill Cosby accusers push the list of accusers to nearly 50. All right. USA Today, where I'm getting this from, says nearly 50. It's funny. I don't see the number. I don't know if it's 48 or 47. But all they say is nearly 50. Now, our parents are guardians, you know, people who give us advice, and people, wise people always tell us, you know, people always say that be careful about people's reputation, you know, perception is reality. And when two people say the same thing about a person, it's probably true. You know, if someone says that that person's a liar, or if someone says that they're a cheat, and then another person says it, and another person says it, then yeah, you might want to stay away from them, because where there's smoke, there's fire. Okay, when two people say something about you, it's probably true. But when 50 people, when 50 people say it, I don't know. I don't know. I want to say mom is right. You know, I want to say mom is right. But I also want to say that I love Bill Cosby. That's what I want to say. I want to say that I love Bill Cosby, and I want to say that that Bill Cosby's wife, obviously naive of me to still hold on to this, but she's still holding on herself. And this is the woman who's closest to him, and we know that woman's intuition is a very strong thing. So either she's lying, which she could be, and I'm naive and just holding on to my childhood hero and adulthood hero, or she's telling the truth and she honestly never saw any signs. You know, she 50 accusers or 50 potential, you know, 50 allegations or 50 potential criminal, you know, rape cases. I hate to say that word, especially in the same sentence with the man who played Heathcliff Huxtable. But 50, and she is like, no, not my Bill, not Bill. So listen here, I'm hanging in with you, lady. The day she gives up is the day that I give up. I won't give up till then. Listen here. Does BET, it's time to talk about it. Help or hurt the African-American community, all right? We've been through many decades. We've been through many seasons, many years, many eras of black entertainment television. I'm a fan of Debra Lee. And this seems like a topic that many people are split upon. And I definitely want to say that BET might not be that bad. BET might not be, I mean, you got Sunday Best, two of my favorite shows right now on BET are Unsung and Sunday Best. Those are great programs. She's finally here. And Asia Down.
Hello. Yes, I'm finally here. Sorry about that.
Listen here. Okay, you missed your moment. We had some good headlines to lead the show. If you were here, it would have been awesome. But it's spilled milk now. So it's spilled
Thanks.
Milk. My co-host has made it. You know, our special guest is on the line. I can't wait till we talk to him soon. And until my special guest texted me, I thought he was you. I thought he was you on the line, but it was not you. It was it was the special guest. So listen here, Asia. You know what we're talking about. The thing is, like I said, BET might not be that bad. But this is why I posed the question, because while people hang on to black entertainment television, you have a wealth of people who are not doing that, a wealth of people who are eschewing BET and deprecating BET, and sometimes I'm one of them. Listen here, I hate reality television. I think reality television is the single most detrimental thing to the IQ of everyone, mostly black people, because black people love reality TV. You know, you got Nellyville on BET, and you got all these other things. I say Nellyville because Nellyville is on tonight. Not that I watch reality TV or BET, but But it's coming on. It's coming on. And reality TV is what everyone's doing, because it's what every consumer, every television fan, every television enthusiast loves these days, is the quote-unquote unscripted, spontaneous lives of celebrities. But listen here. I said a whole bunch just now, and it really amounts to nothing. I just want to know, does it help or hurt us? I would say neither. I would say neither or both. But I would definitely say this. If you put a gun in my head and make me choose, I would definitely say that it hurts. Because BET's hanging on to what everyone else is hanging on to, which is reality television. The best drama series they have is Be and Mary Jane, which I think is underwhelming and mediocre. And the best reality show they have is Sunday Best. But I feel like it used to be so much better. And this is an important thing to talk about. Well, this is important thing to talk about because these 3 weeks, this being the middle week, we're talking about how people see us. Okay, stereotypes don't happen to black people by accident. They happen because of hip-hop, because of BET, because of the media. All right. Last week we had Does Hip-Hop Help or Hurt the African-American Community? This week it's BET, and next week we're talking about Does the Media Help or Hurt the African-American Community? And we're going to come to a conclusion today. I would say that it hurts because it's not doing anything. It used to do something for us. It used to speak for us in a great way. But people don't even watch the BET Awards anymore, and I'm not sure, I'm not sure that if they did, it would help anyway. All right, and I am still a big fan of Debra Lee. But we're going to talk to Ali Ryan Butler. Before we do that, Asia, what do you got to say? What do you think?
Well, I do agree with what you said as far as not helping because, well, hurting because of not helping. I think that if it's not helping in good ways, it's not good. I used to say watching BET. I barely go to that channel at all. I mean, because even it's luster. And I don't really take it seriously anymore, if that makes sense. I don't know if they need better shows or they need. How can I say this? Their input, because I feel that the stuff on BET, like, I don't even know what comes on BET anymore. Like, you said Sunday's Best.
Right.
Bellyville, of course, I don't think reality TV is good at all. They're trying to keep up with the rest. But it's a lot of, it needs something new. It needs something, like, I don't know, maybe, like, does BET have a talk show anymore at all? I remember was Kiki on there? Was Kiki Palmer on BET? Or was she on another?
Oh, Lord, no. Lord knows. I don't think she is, I hope I'm right. But there's Wendy Williams. There's Wendy Williams. And I think that there's... Oh, no. Wait. Oh, my goodness. This is bad that I don't know it. But there's a black guy.
See, that's bad.
it's bad because I said there's this black guy, like I'm a white person, right? Like, but it's called, like, The Midnight Show or something. But, you know, I don't watch BET either, which is why I don't know. But I think the show comes on Comedy Central, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. But I think all they've really got is Wendy Williams.
Yeah, and that comes on. That's a rerun. That's actually the only thing I really actually do is tune into that. But it's a rerun. Like I feel like they need something informal, like information. Like that's why I said a talk show. If they got their own talk show. Or something news related, like maybe like it could even be like a TMZ type thing. But you're not letting me know about the world that's around me because, to be honest, I don't watch that much TV at all. Like I watch the news and Family Guy, like that's it. So I do think my point is you were saying that if it's not helping, that it is hurting. It's trash TV. Like, you're just watching, you know, I Love Martin, but, you know, if they just rerunning shows and sitcoms, they're dumbing us down. Like,
right.
if that makes sense. We're just sitting here watching nothing. for entertainment right. purposes or laughing or watching Nelly buy a new car. Like, that's not up to date. So they need to come up with something influential and informational, something like that, that will make me tune in. That's
right.
not going to be just trash TV. Like, you can have her, like, E! Of course, E! Has so many reality shows, but they have E! News. They have things that's going to keep us updated. It's not all trash TV. And I feel like that's all BET is right now, no offense. But
right. Yeah, if it isn't trash TV, TET, Trash Entertainment Television. If it isn't helping, then it's hurting. You said a lot of good things just now, Asia, and I want to piggyback off a lot of things that you said, but I have someone that can do that better than I can. My special guest today is from Columbus, Ohio. He spent time in New York, D.C., and V.A. In these 3 weeks that we discuss hip-hop, BET, and the media, this kind of series that I'm doing is perfect for a man like this. He instructs courses at Hampton University, our alma mater, like Media and Multicultural Society, Principles of Public Relations, a bunch of other courses. He was a part of business affairs with the well-known record label Atlantic Records. He worked with MTV, VH1, Comedy Central, with shows like The Colbert Report and Daily Show. We got Professor Ali Ryan Butler. What's going on, Professor Butler?
Hello, how are you doing? It's good to be here.
All right. All right, listen, my time management is pathetic. Asia laughs at me every week because I'm I say I'm going to do things and don't do them. Listen here, I apologize for getting to you so so late. I got to you so late.
You're good.
But we've got 15 minutes. We've got a phone call. We may try to get to it. We've got 15 minutes and we're going to make the most of it.
No, I'm good. I mean, you guys have touched on a lot of, you know, great points. I've been listening. I have to say that I was in the group of people who used to call it black exploitation television instead of black entertainment television. You know, I thought that we entered kind of a dark space when Robert Johnson sold it to Viacom for $1 billion back in 2000 to become the first black billionaire. But the space is really, really competitive now. You know, and so there are, you know, some positive things that I think, you know, are happening on BET because it's forced for them to happen on BET because they're not the only black network now. You know, like this last quarter, black networks have had their best quarter ever in history. And when I say black networks, now we're talking about TV1, Bounce TV, OWN is considered a black network, and BET. So BET Awards is the most watched special program by black viewers, which is why BET can keep its, you know, title as, you know, most viewed network by blacks in America. But VH1 is really winning that race with those four programs. And to me, that's actually scarier, having worked at Viacom, that what we would consider a mainstream white network is airing so much black television.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you say we have Bounce. We have obviously TV1 and Centric, all these other black networks have emerged since BET, obviously being one of the first.
Yeah.
But BET is still media and entertainment's, the biggest black media and entertainment source. Am I correct? Would you say that they get the most black viewers as compared to
latest data that I have is actually from 2014, so the newest data hasn't come out, but actually, as I was saying, VH1 has 8.1 million viewers across four shows, that being Love & Hip Hop, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Hit the Floor, Hollywood Exes. Now we've added, since last year, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, and those shows are actually pulling more black viewers and non-black viewers. So when we're watching what we might consider to be exploitative television on BET, it's usually our community watching it. And we can decipher and discern between what's real and what's not. But when our community is watching it on VH1 along with Becky, Susie, and they're having their wine and cheese. Now stereotypes are being perpetuated on VH1 so that when that black girl walks in for the interview at Becky's job, she's going to think that she's about to throw a bottle. Right? It's actually more dangerous that Viacom took the programming that was the most damaging to our community, because Viacom is BET, it's MTV, it's VH1, it's Comedy Central, that Viacom took the programming that would traditionally be on BET and then give Mona Scott a deal for it to be on VH1 is really far more damaging to our community than us. Because what BET was before was those conversations that we have in barbershops, that we have in beauty shops, that we have at family reunions, that we can have amongst ourselves and know that we're not only this, right? But when VH1 gives us one note of a black woman, which is loud, promiscuous, without a job, and one note of a black man, which is rapper, trapper, or athlete, that's more dangerous for it to perpetuate stereotypes in mainstream.
Right. Right. Okay. We have a phone call that I'm going to take really quickly, if you don't mind.
No
problem. Professor Butler. Hey, you're live. The Eric Carroll Show. What's going on?
Hey, Eric. How are you?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, LaToya?
Did he just say they was eating wine and cheese? but anyway, I kind of am a little opposing because I am for BET. I'm just not for all the ranchiness that they show on BET, because that's the stereotype everybody has for our black people. But I don't think it hurt. I think it has helped, but it's not good entertainers out here anymore. It's like now this is what you see is what you get. And as you see, like Becky and them, they have their own reality TV shows that they watch, you know, because they trying to mimic what we do, you know. A lot of we have ratchet white people as well that wants to embark on what we're doing. So we always setting trends, and I don't want to hurt BET because I always want to see our black people uplifted or going somewhere or trying to do something. But we have to change our what we produce. We have to change what we put out there. And that's the only thing that's wrong with BET. I don't think it's hurting us, but I think it can help us in better ways, because I know some of the morning shows that they have are very educational. I don't know who the black guy is, but he has like a show where they talk about real issues. Politics.
Oh, there is a black guy. Okay. I thought he was there.
I don't know his name because, you know, I don't
Me
have
either.
Time to watch television. But, you know, I am pro for BET because I don't want to take away from us. A lot of people are stereotyping our black people and trying to take away from us. No, we need to hold on as long as we can, but we just need to change what we produce.
Okay. That's it. That's great. That's really it right there. That's really it. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much, Toya. Professor.
Okay, and I'm going to have my wine and cheese.
Professor Butler, your thoughts on that?
No, I mean, I completely agree. I mean, there's great things happening on BET. There's Being Mary Jane. Some of the best writing on TV right now is actually with Being Mary Jane. I don't know, you know, how many people actually watch the show, but Being Mary Jane, like you said, Unsung is amazing. The BET Honors is getting better and better. There are great programs happening on BET. The problem is now is that all the black programming BET's not the pipeline anymore. You know, that we have those shows that are doing fantastic, you know, black television in general, Scandal, Empire, How to Get Away with Murder, Blackish, that are happening on all of these other networks, and then being very popular is forcing BET now to kind of move into more original programming, because I think that we've all reached the point of understanding that reality television is the new sitcom and that it's not real at all. If you didn't know I was coming over your house, then why are the lights set up? Why are you mic'd? And why is there a camera in here? Like, you knew I was coming over here. I didn't surprise you at all by knocking on the door. So I think you know, as the viewers are becoming, you know, smarter and more hip to reality television not being real and just being, you know, another name to have lower overhead, because at the end of the day, it's a business, right? It's a business, whether we like that part of it or not. I mean, there's only so much that they will consider cultural development because they're considering the bottom line.
Right, right. Lord knows I love me some TGIT. Love me some Scandal, some.
And that's amazing. Shonda Rhimes being,
you know,
the creator and writer as a black woman and having all 3 hours of primetime television on ABC, like, that is something that we should be applauding, whether we like the shows or not. The fact that she has secured all 3 hours of that's black television, because it's written by a black woman. That's
right,
black television.
Right.
Whether the characters are black or not, that's black television, because we need to be the writers, the producers, the creators, the entrepreneurs, right? And not
just
the viewers. We're the earliest adopters. We're the highest consumers. We give up our rent money to buy technology that we can't afford, to buy, you know, to buy bundles that we can't afford, to buy Jordans and sneakers that we can't afford, and we're never producing, creating, or writing. We're just consuming and viewing and swiping and clicking, right? And we're being diminished. Social media is diminishing us because they're taking us from having blogs to now, you know, just picking a filter, posting, and with a caption, maybe. I mean, social media, I think, is far more damaging to us than BET.
Definitely, definitely. Now, we've come to the end of the show here. If there's any word you have, or any advice, or any message that you have to all of our black consumers, our television enthusiasts. It's funny because sometimes I feel like people don't watch live television anymore. Anyway, there's a lot of people who I run across that say, "Oh yeah, I watch TV, but not when it happens." You know, it's either DVR or Netflix. But for the black, if there's anything that you want to say to them, any advice that you want to give to as it pertains to what they feed themselves and the stereotypes that they don't realize that they help facilitate by watching these things and emulating these things or what have you. Anything that you want to say that you haven't said already in the minute or two that we have left to conclude the show?
I definitely say that your media diet is something that you have to consider, just like your diet for food, right? And that you couldn't only survive on Cheetos, Doritos, hot fries, Mountain Dew, all the junk food. You couldn't solely survive on that. So don't only consume that type of media. Reality TV is junk food. And so you have to balance your media diet across the board. You can't just be someone who turns on all of this reality television but never watches the news, or never watches a documentary or an informative program, you know. And so you have to think about your media diet, and that we can't be what we can't see. And we have to realize that this is programming. So I have a problem because I get college students who are here paying thousands and thousands of dollars a year, sometimes their parents working 2 and 3 jobs to pay that tuition bill. And we come here to this private institution paying all of this money, and we emulate the streets instead of elevate the streets. And if as black intellectuals, we're going to think that success is dressing up every day and going out to eat and having a drink without ever really doing any work, then we're in trouble. Because if we're not going to save our community and we're not going to give the answers to our community, who is? Because we're emulating the streets. We're coming here and throwing twerk just as much as they are at home. And you can stay at home for free and do that. So, I mean, I just think we really need to take the responsibility as black intellectuals to make sure that we're writing, producing, and creating.
Right, right. That's great. That's enlivening. That's exactly what we need to hear. Thank you so much, Professor Ali Ryan Butler. Oh, man, I miss y'all, man. I hope to see y'all soon. I should be there this year for our homecoming. So hopefully I'll see you soon. Next week, does the media, we're talking about the media now. This is a completely different topic. Just as important, if not as important as the last two episodes that we've had with does the media help or hurt
the African American community with your colleague, Doctor now, Mavis Carr. All right. Listen here. The big idea is love, people. We've got to spread the love. Love yourself, love the truth, love others, and love, love. It's not hard to love love. All you got to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to y'all next week.